Hi everybody, Brian here, quantlabs.net. Just get my YouTube set up, all good to go. All right, so let's check out what's been going on in the markets. Today is May 7th, 1:30 a.m. First, before we get started, don't forget to get subscribed to our mailing list, daily newsletter. Get some secret sauce trading stuff, PDF-wise, when you get signed up. And don't worry about your email and all that getting released. It does not happen. All right. So here's the today's results. The futures are up a little bit. Nothing to brag about. Not even up 0.5%. Crude oil's up a little bit, over just over 0.6. Gold is up maybe 0.25%. Silver's up about the same. Forex is all over the place, really not trading. VIX is very calm. We also got the FTSE's up a little bit, as well as the Nikkei. So everything's pretty well flat. So knowing that, let's see what we got here. All right. So hopefully my screen will get updated here. Yeah, it is. When you look at the currencies or Forex, it's not really, it's very flat. Even on a daily basis with the Australian, you can see here it has been rising, but it's gone flat. It's nothing really excited about. Brent crude is trying to get a increase there. But everything's dropping back as well. That short call here. Nothing to get all excited about. There's a couple of long calls here on Australia, Japan, yen. Australia seems to be getting some attention here. But most of it's flat. China is just not doing too good. I've read about liquidity problems now. This is China 50. It's gone flat. I don't know the details of what's going on with China markets, but maybe I should take a look. Euro Norway, we get a long call here. I do know that this could become a safe haven, but we're still getting by, but nothing cataclysmic started yet. Here, there's some news of virus uptick in Chile. So I think this problem will not be going anywhere. India, flat. You can see here it's got a slight increase, but we'll see what happens. It's very choppy. Japan, 225, the same thing. Really nowhere to go. UK, 10-year gilt bond is gone stable, hasn't really got a little slight short there. The short calls for the Russell now. 5-year, now it's gone short. I don't know what to tell you there. It's bouncing around, nothing much going on, but it's stable. WTI, long, but now it's got short. Same with Brent crude. Pound, British pound against the Swiss franc has got a long there. So we got two more longs here. Nothing to brag about. So now we move into the very good. So we have here a choppy market for the Australian USD. It's the only one where the USD is used as a base quote. So not many people want to hold it for the USD, US dollar. I've been reading, if you're on my Discord, I'll put that in the description. I've got lots of news on that, the falling dollar. It's a common theme now. So everything's gone flat. Another call here for the long call for the Australian Japanese yen. There's not much there to be taken. Unfortunately, Brent crude, another short. USD Norway long, but nothing yet. Same with the USD Sweden. Short call for the Australia 200. More Australian mix with the Hong Kong. See some longs here, three of them. Yeah, Australia's looking good. But it doesn't mean anything as of now. You're also noticing there's not a lot of gold calls. It really goes nowhere. It's manipulated. But Australia looks like the powerhouse right now. Even though it's not much to say. No one wants to hold euro. It's all Hong Kong. Either in Australia dollar, Hong Kong dollar, or Hong Kong dollar, or Singapore dollar. Lots of those. Gets them more stable. And also with the Norwegian and Swedish as well. We can see all of the base quotes here. Hong Kong, Singapore, but they're just more stable. Got a couple in Japanese yen, Singapore. That's an interesting trend. Got a long here. Finally, a long on the Russell 2000. The USD INR India is starting to still decline because of the problems of the virus over there. Flat, just complete flat with Saudi Arabia. Short here on the Thai baht. Not going, a lot going on there. 2 year flat, you know, slight long, so it's stable. The short, long, 5 year long. So it's stable. It's not crashing, which is good. USD, Hong Kong, Norway, Sweden. But you can see what's going on here. Some oil calls, shorts here. So with China having problems for whatever reason, obviously you can see here that oil, both WTI and Brent, suffers because of it. Natural gas, a nice increase, starting to decline there without short. Again, more Asian currencies here, Hong Kong dollar, Japan yen, Polish, New Zealand. Australia, New Zealand's got a long there. Another one. That's the good. So you might be wondering, well, what can you do? Well, I've recommended this before. Still stays the same. Inflation, you can benefit from it with corn in USD, copper. And you can see here, it's gone from 289 to 408. So it's almost doubled. Pretty good. Well, not quite, but over the last year. I mean, that's some increase. So that's pretty good. So continue, got soybean moving up. Natural gas gone, choppy. Sugar had to pull back, but it's recovered now. And Brent crude is just bouncing around, not much going on there. And that's pretty well all I have right now I could recommend. Other than that, no comments. Hopefully I'll help you out. And we shall talk to you later. Have a good day.